think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
3, 2, 1.
Stop and take a moment to imagine how you would feel if you just met a guy named Donald Drumpf.
Two Faces Radio.
We won't get beat up at our event.
Made only of gelatin, hence my slick sheen.
This chick takes dumps out of her mouth.
Do you really think this is the right thing for us to be doing?
What do people think?
Let them talk.
I have the last slice.
Actually, you're only entitled to half.
Play Trump the Game from Milton Bradley.
I think you'll like it.
Mr. Trump's proceeds from Trump the Game will be donated to charity.
Bullshit.
Would you like to be the president of the United States?
I really don't believe I would run it.
Bullshit.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not.
Bullshit.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace was the most disappointing thing since my son.
I would.
Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, is the worst thing ever made by a human. Except for the bagpipes. Star Wars Episode III is the most disappointing thing since Star Wars Episode II.
Star Wars is back? What is this? Who are these people? What is that? Is that a robot? What is that? R2-D2 got a beer belly?
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
And today, Pete Davis. Welcome. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth episode 014. That's 14. And again, we are joined by, what radio station do you work for? News Radio 106.7, right?
That is correct, sir.
Yes. The great Pete Davis, who has been with the Kim Peterson Kimmer Show for years and years and years. And welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday than right here next to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
We didn't get you any cake.
Congrats.
I got it at home.
Okay.
Now that you're here, though, can we clear the air? Is it or is it not true that you, Tim Andrews, were fired for stealing Pete's sandwich from the refrigerator?
You know what? It is me. I was the one who was doing that.
You still have it?
I have all of them. You know, in fact, in high school, you're in alphabetical order by your locker, right? Mm-hmm. So from 7th grade until senior year, I would occasionally steal the lunch of the guy next to me. His name was John Andrus.
Andrews.
And, just on that point, I did it probably 40, 50 times throughout those years because I knew the combination to his locker.
Fantastic.
And then at our 10th high school reunion, I went up and told him, and he goes, I should have known it was you.
Followed by a boom.
Yes. No hit. He's a nice guy. Anyway,
did you eat it? You did eat the lunch?
Yeah, I ate his lunch because my mom never gave me lunch money.
It would have been better if you just tossed him.
Yeah. That would
have been funnier.
Did you at least eat him?
Nah, I threw him away.
Spread the mayonnaise from the sandwich all over his locker.
But no, I did not steal your sandwiches. I got fired because I was the one who suggested Steve McCoy interview Donald Trump.
Uh-huh. which time?
No, this time around. They found it was me. And, they tried to stop it. I said, hey, you know, no one's going to know.
Yeah. Look, the guy needs help. If you can go give him a few bucks on GoFundMe.
Yeah, I saw that, and you were telling me about it, and I saw it on the AJC. What did What did Steve McCoy? Steve McCoy, by the way, is a disc jockey famous in Atlanta for years and years and years.
He Steve was and Vicky.
Steve and Vicky show on Star 94, and then all of a sudden he became a news talk guy at News Radio 106.7. And he worked with Cheryl White. Now Cheryl White's really good, and
not be my boss,
huh? Yeah, I like Cheryl. Used to work at Fox 5. But anyway, I'm kind of going down a path here, and I forgot where we were going.
Sorry. Well, he put together the Trump interview.
Yeah. He faked a Trump interview.
Right.
It was
an interview he did with Trump, what, like 10 years ago or something like that?
I think it was another lifetime, actually.
I think, didn't he order it from one of those sites he used to be able to buy interviews off of back in the 90s?
No, I think he interviewed Trump, you know, like a few years ago.
Maybe
5 years ago. Yeah. And then he...
Just recycled
it together,
the audio.
Recycled it as if he had interviewed him, you know, a few weeks ago.
He was a big star then. He could get Trump. Now he wasn't such a big star, so he cut it up.
I mean, if he would have just said, look, if he did it and then did like a War of the Worlds thing and said, all right, look, I got you. It wasn't
he could have even bookended it with, I recorded this 8 years ago on another station and then played it and then talked about what had happened since, and that would have been good, interesting topic.
It's like Nixon. The cover-up is worse than the actual crime.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So when Steve got fired, did the Kimmer Show get all his budget for prizes and giveaways and stuff?
All $14.95. I have it in my pocket.
You guys give away good stuff on your show.
Yeah, I got some
No. Michael Graham gives away good stuff. And
Michael Graham! Hey, Michael Graham! I hate dogs, and I hate people. I hate people who like dogs, and I hate cops. And
Today he said he hated the Indiana Jones movies.
All of them?
All of them.
All right, he's out.
Crystal Skull, I get.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. But come on.
I don't like him.
You know, he gets that hot lunch giveaway every day.
Oh, he got Moody Blues last week. We got Joan Baez. Now, how do you think over with the Kimmer
I audience? Heard, that fucking bitch.
Oh, thank you.
That goddamn Joan Baez. I don't want a giveaway ticket to the fucking...
That was during the break.
Yeah. Okay, Joan Baez for tickets here. You like her, don't you, Pete?
It's like going to Rush Limbaugh and said, here, we got some Hillary Clinton tickets to give away. Insult your audience with that.
Yes.
So that's what we get.
Did people...
Gordon Lightfoot tickets, though. We did have Gordon Lightfoot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And didn't he die now?
No, he's been dead for at least 3-4 years.
Gordon Lightfoot.
They prop him up the chair like that Puerto Rican dude down there.
What Puerto Rican dude?
It's on the Daily Mail of London. It's the best newspaper in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this Puerto Rican guy dies. I don't know if they stabbed him or shot him or something, but they propped him up next to his coffin in a chair with a cigarette.
And his eyes were open,
you can
too.
Still, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
With a cap on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I was that up. I don't know. You know, when I go back to doing Tim, it's just not funny.
Would you ever suggest that he fills in if the Kimmer's out one day?
Can you get
Did
in the building?
Did you do that for 4 hours?
They wouldn't let me back over there. I haven't been very kind to Cumulus.
Hey, come in disguise.
He loves you. Kimmer loves you, so it'd be...
If you
could get in there, that'd be great.
No, but he'd have to do the voice, though.
Could you keep it up for 4 hours?
No, you have to ask my girlfriend that. And the answer would be no. I mean, 45.
I don't think anybody wants that anyway.
No, I guess. I don't have priapism.
It'd be funny if he came in and did the voice. I couldn't tell the difference.
Is that what Okay, anyway, I don't
want to. That's
when you get that 4-hour boner. There's a scientific name for it.
Oh.
It's named after a Greek god or something.
Yeah, I want to know why everything in those Viagra commercials is tinted blue.
Oh,
it was
the pill.
Football jersey.
Yeah, everything's blue, except for the guy's balls.
and they're always playing Howlin' Wolf.
Because every 40-year-old guy with a hot wife can't get it up. Now, Viagra is not for that.
When I'm that age.
Viagra's for like 60. I mean, you can usually get it. Anyway.
I don't know. How do we know?
I don't know.
I'll check back in with you.
I get there in a few weeks because, like Sammy Hagar says, I can't drive 55, but I obviously can live it. So I'll be there soon. I can go to Kroger now and get me one of those little cards.
Are you 55 today?
Double nickels?
It's better in Spanish. 55.
55.
Sounds much better.
It does.
How many people at this table have gallbladders?
Oh, I have a gallbladder.
See?
I don't.
Last July.
That was
divorce.
It? Out of there. Divorced from your body?
Tim and Pete both missing.
One of the best things ever did.
Really?
Did you have a lot of problems with your gallbladder?
Last 2 or 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, but if you eat a lot of fattening food, you have to run to the bathroom real quickly?
No.
You will?
What do you mean you will? What, you gonna force me, feed me here?
No. I mean, ever since I had my gallbladder removed, I've had a hard time, you know, like if I eat like a couple fast food meals in a row, or if I eat a lot of fattening food, it's done for me.
Oh, you need to be in proximity of a
commode? Yeah, absolutely.
I just look pregnant. I get all bloated and everything.
I can get, you get gassy with that.
But I keep eating.
Yeah, so that's good. And you don't have gallbladder pain. Mm. Did you have stones?
I had stones, huge, whopping stones. They'd never seen stones so big. And they said, but as long as you're not in pain, you can do whatever you want.
Did you have a laparoscopic or the LBJ surgery?
A laparoscopic. I got three holes.
Still got
my
scars.
Isn't that amazing? Just three little...
You know, LBJ had his taken out while he was the president. And, he, you know, the way they used to do it is they had to cut through your abdomen, so they left you with a huge scar.
Like a C-section.
Yeah. And then a political cartoonist drew it to look like Vietnam, and that caught on.
You lifted that guy by the ears.
Yeah.
Do you have your stones? My mom still has her stones in a jar and in her jewelry box or something.
They could do that? They didn't offer that.
They did in the 80s when she had hers out.
Well, they told me, mine were so big they wouldn't let me swim. They just kept going, you'll sink right there.
You got some stones in you.
Yeah, buddy.
Back then, though, you were allowed to keep it. You went and got your tooth pulled. You could have it no matter how gnarly it was. Now you don't get to keep it.
What happens with gallstones, though? They don't come out anyway. They just rattle around in there?
Yeah, well, they plug right there at the old bile duct.
Oh, okay.
They take up residence there.
Ah, the bile duct. It's one of my favorite ducts.
Like a leech.
Yep, blocks your liver, right? Doesn't your liver make bile?
Yeah, it spits it out, and then the gallbladder kind of helps it out. You know, he's kind of like Robin to the Batman liver, you know?
Right.
Kind of helps you out there. The little buddy, you know, screws up there. It gets clogged, and it starts expanding, and then they got to cut it.
Cool. So, Pete.
Yes, sir.
You are, again, we're talking to Pete Davis from The Kimmer Show on News Radio 106.7. How long have you been with The Kimmer Show?
I've been producing there for a little... Kimmer for over 2 years now. Wayne, no offense, used to do it over at the old station, GST. Mm-hmm. And I did sports for him for a few years.
Okay.
That's what I did. I filled in for him. I did a show.
Right.
But I wasn't really part of the show except for the sports part. I did like a 10-minute sports, politics, whatever I felt like talking about every day about 5:15.
So you'd walk in and do that, and usually you're in a studio doing sports updates, right?
Right. I was doing a double shift. Basically, I worked the morning show doing sports or filling in for Tom Hughes, and then I would come back later that afternoon and do Kimmer.
Wow.
So
you're doing split shifts every day all those years?
For years.
Uh-huh.
For years.
What were you doing when Kimmer was retired?
Well, basically, I got fired right before he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because this idiot that they brought in twice, Cumulus brought him in too, who basically killed GST.
Really?
He fired us over there, and he tried to fire us here, and instead he got himself fired by...
Being a pain in the ass.
So
you just got a day job in the meantime until Kimmer came back?
No, basically, I painted and played with my dogs and traveled and just hung out for a while. Cool. Worked at Borders for about 3 years. That was fun. Met a lot of people there. Met Bjork there. Met Springsteen. Yeah.
Bjork and Springsteen?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you meet him? They're just shopping?
Just walk in. Joe Walsh walks in one day. I don't even recognize him.
He puts his
California ID down, and I'm going, oh, my God, this is Joe Walsh.
Walsh.
He was great. So I start talking to him. He picks up, by the way, the Alison Krauss Robert Plant thing. That was what he was buying.
Yeah.
And as we sit there for like 10 minutes talking, which I'm not supposed to, but you talk.
Right.
And as he's leaving with the hot blonde wife of his, he turns and stops to catch my attention and waves.
That's cool.
Didn't have to do that.
Oh, my God.
Every time I hear Joe Walsh in interviews, he's great, man.
Oh, he's awesome in interviews, but that's fucking cool.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Did you talk to Springsteen?
No. After that Pete Seeger whole thing, I just can't talk to him.
Well, when you talk to Springsteen, man, you know, you got to talk about all those people and working in the factories and getting shut down, and that's all you need to talk about.
Not anymore. Trump's bringing him back.
Yeah.
But Bjork's hot.
Is
she? She's a little pixie fairy. I mean, she's only like 3 foot tall, but she's amazingly pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Believe it.
I thought that about Sinead O'Connor when I met her.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
That voice.
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who else is good looking?
Who?
Nigella Lawson, the cook, the British cook.
I don't know who she is.
Nigella?
Yeah, she's still hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Buxom.
Joe Walsh's daughter is hot.
I haven't seen her.
She's like an actress / model. I just saw her on some story today. It's something on Twitter about her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't read the article. I just looked at the picture.
She was hot.
Yes. She was very, very hot.
So, we're talking hot rock star spawn. I got to throw Billy Joel's daughter into the
Alexa
conversation.
Yeah, she is very pretty.
To me, she'll always be the Downeaster Alexa. Remember that album?
About people. Yeah.
Not the noise.
What did you do before Kimmerer? I mean, like, how long have you been in Atlanta radio and in radio? And
I was one of those weird people that never had to go around from small town to small town. I came back from San Diego. I was going to go to film school. Mm-hmm. I was going to finish here at Georgia State and go back to UCLA. Mm-hmm. And I just walked by WRAS once at Georgia State and looked through the little hole. You could stare at the DJ like you could stare at a, you know, the Zoom monkeys jerking off. They'd learn the DJ would be jerking off back right by the screen. Yeah.
Doing coke.
I said, that looks fun, but I don't want to do music. I want to do news and sports. Yeah. So I just did it there. And then GST had this like farm program where they bring the interns over and work your way up.
Wow.
So I started there in 1989. Wow. And was there for 17 years, which is very rare to stay at one place in a major market boom right out of college.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky in that sense.
Or at all. What has happened at, let's see, you worked for Clear Channel. I worked for Clear Channel, now known as iHeartRadio or iHeartMedia, one of those two, whichever is which. I don't know.
I don't
know.
They're not called Clear Channel anymore?
Mm-mm, no. Hmm. Jeff designed the first logo for Clear Channel.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't
he
get
did.
Paid for it.
You got $50 for it.
I don't remember that, but maybe.
What, for just the local or like the national?
It was on a building in it.
Yeah, it was their national logo. It was on their all of their stationery for years.
Don't bury the lead here. How come we don't know?
Why'd you only get $50
I worked
for
a company that made TV commercials for radio stations. The guy who was the CEO of the company was trying to work well with this guy named Scott Ginsburg, who used to be Scott Ginsburg? He was the CEO of Clear Channel first. The first CEO when they merged, they had all these different stations that they bought. It was AM, FM, and blah, 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 J-Core, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they wanted a logo, and I said, my roommate, Jeff, he does logo design, so they liked his the best.
No shit.
Excellent.
And he got a whopping $50.
Bravo, Jeff.
I don't remember the $50. Now I remember driving by and seeing it on the building, though. That was pretty cool.
Well, they changed the name, so, you know, thinking everybody will just forget how bad Clear Channel sucked.
Yeah. Well, they tried to buy everything. They tried to buy.
I still see the Clear thing on billboards sometimes.
Well, the Clear Channel Outdoor still exists.
Oh, okay.
It's not like called iHeart Billboards.
It's Bain Capital Billboards.
Yeah, Well, that's the only thing that makes money, I'm sure.
Well, they're going to buy CBS Radio, I'm sure. I mean,
how are they going to do that? I was thinking about that today. If CBS is selling off their radio division, who's going to buy it? Cumulus can't. Too much debt. Clear Channel can't. Too much debt.
Death knell. Radio is not in a good shape.
And that's why we're in this room doing this.
Well, this is part of the reason why radio is in the shape it's in.
Because all the talented people are in here.
One feeds off of the other. I mean, you know, there's less and less demand for talk radio because there's no audience for it anymore. I mean, there is, just they don't know how to program to them or reach them.
I guess. But I guess there is nothing like getting in your car and just turning on the radio.
Right.
I prefer listening to talk. If I'm driving in my car, I listen to...
Oh, so do I. But I'm saying they don't serve that audience.
Yeah, I know.
How do you feel about Joan Baez tickets?
I'm okay with Joan Baez tickets.
Talking about serving your audience.
Yeah, right.
What idiot listens to the Kimmerer show and goes, Joan Baez. Oh, I know who could use these.
Hey, Kimmerer. Yeah, man. You think you could give me damn Joan Baez tickets?
Okay, what's a contest we're doing? I don't know.
You know what? There are contests every day. We go, what are we going to do today? And every time I come up with a question, he doesn't want to do it. So now every time he asks, what are we going to do today? I do this. I look at my underwear. I go, blue, red. And we all look at our underwear. We all stand up in the studio and look at our underwear. Yeah. If anyone's looking in through the window, they're thinking, what the hell are they doing in there? And then we go, guess our underwear color. And that's basically it.
Oh, my God. It's time to guess the underwear on the Kimmerer Show.
Kimmerer's going commando today.
I don't have any on. Ah!
It's flesh color.
I won Weird Al tickets from Kimmerer and Pete.
Yeah, you guys gave away. And then we went to that show.
We did. You probably shouldn't say that you used the ticket because you still worked there then.
I don't give a shit. What's going to happen to me?
Statute of limitations.
Don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I know.
You just swear only men.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, somebody's on the newsbreaker line. Let's go find out who it is. I got it. See who it is.
Hi, Timmer. It's Hillary Clinton.
Oh, hello, Secretary Clinton. Welcome to the show.
Hey, did I hear Pete Davis on your show?
Oh, okay.
Or are you listening to a Kimmerer's comedy classic CD?
No. It was right here in the studio.
I got Bill one of those for Christmas in 1999. Uh-huh. You know, when most of the Kimmerer's listeners were still alive.
Oh! So you're running for president.
Campaigning is hard work, Timmer.
Yes.
still being here with me on the campaign trail, I'd never be able to relax.
Well, sure, sure. He's, you know, he's your husband. He's going to take care of you.
He rubs my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
gives me encouragement mm-hmm, and yeah, lightens the mood with funny jokes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
here's
that's
what humor. He told me on Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, there's that laugh I love. One. I love that laugh. The Timmer loves Hillary Clinton.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Because his wife is dead.
Oh, God. Thank you, Ms. Clinton.
I don't get this myself.
No?
My staff tells me it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the millennials.
Oh, really? Why? Why don't the millennials like
it? They're humorless morons.
Oh, we agree here. We agree here. Yeah, yeah.
My campaign appeals to millennials as much as the Michael Graham show appeals to people who don't listen to Herman Cain.
I don't know. That was pretty weak.
I haven't heard Feel the Burn this much since Bill forgot to pull out of Paula Jones.
I feel like we should pull out of this bit.
I haven't seen Bill's penis since the Carter administration.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty gross. No, nobody wants to see that video. Either.
Well, Timmer, I gotta run.
Okay.
Hey, but before I go, here's yes. another joke.
All right.
What do you get when you cross a socialist with an Oompa Loompa?
What do you get when you cross a socialist with an Oompa Loompa?
President Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, God. I had to do that.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the greatest thing ever.
Phenomenal. A parody of the great Timmer Show listener line. So what's going on now with the show? I mean...
Well, he's an android now, of course. He had a heart attack the first week on the air.
Like I remember that.
Two days after you started.
Yeah.
I was right so after excited. He was on their show.
And I'm thinking, vacation already.
You had to do the show the whole time.
Yeah, I love doing the show. But why have me fill in, you know, when I know the Kimmer people and I can, you know, do the newsmaker line, when you can bring in someone from San Diego through an ISDN line who does know nothing about our
audience. Wait, they did that?
That's what they
did. For God, they do it all the time.
Who?
Oh, they bring in people from all over the place. KC, all over.
Do you listen at night ever?
Hell no.
Oh, but tell me if you know who this is. This guy is on 106.7 tonight. You're listening to the John Batchelor Show.
Oh.
Is that Chrisley?
It's the John Batchelor Show, and tonight we're talking about Abraham Lincoln and when his presidency faced this greatest crisis this nation has ever had.
Pumper,
the Civil War.
Is that you?
No, it's... The John Batchelor Show. And it's on at night. It's like Paul Lynn meets
Paul.
Gary Owens. The John Batchelor Show.
There's never.
Both of those men are dead.
That's good.
I dig. So do you guys have a rivalry with Michael Graham? Or?
No, we don't have much to do with him. Frankly.
No?
I mean, I guess he's a nice guy, but he's just a little off-putting.
Yeah, a little in your face.
It's a little too much, always, I'm from South Carolina, I'm a Southerner, when everything he comes out of his mouth is not Southern.
No, yeah.
Basically. And every other sentence is, you know, when I was in Boston, you know, back in Boston. And, you know.
So what's the deal with him? He's on mornings?
He does 9 to noon.
9 to noon.
Yeah.
What's that called? That's mid?
I don't know.
Mid-morning?
It's called 9 to noon.
The Sean Hannity bit. That's right. That's where he always had Sean.
Sean. Oh, he started off on WGST, right?
Yeah, he came over from Huntsville. Eric Seidel found him and brought him over. And Sean's actually a good guy. Sean, and tell you what, he used to be a hell of an athlete. He's fat now.
Yeah. He looks like Lou Costello.
Yeah.
To me.
Really?
A thin Lou Costello.
I can see it. I can see that.
Yeah, hell of a baseball player.
Was he?
Yeah, I beat him in tennis, but basketball and baseball.
He seems like he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's very nice.
Like, if you met him, he probably wouldn't just talk politics.
No, he would talk politics.
Oh, he would.
Okay, here's what. I used to do the nighttime show at GST from, like, 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Sean was there, and he had the morning show before he married his wife, he had nothing to do. He didn't go out. He had friends or anything like that. He'd come and wander the station or do some production. I'd see him walking by outside, so I would say something nice about the Clintons to rile him up, so he'd come in and start yelling at me, and then we'd start yelling at each other. You know? He had no life. And Kimmer threatened to kill him once.
What?
The last day, he pissed Kimmer off so bad that Kimmer said, okay, meet me down in the parking lot. And Kimmer went down there to wait for him, and he went out the back door.
No shit.
Because he stole a lot of his act. That's the theory.
Oh,
the Great American and the dibbity bobbity boo on the keys and stuff like that. He learned a lot.
Yeah, he learned it and then appropriated it.
Yeah.
You're a great American. I can't do Sean Hannity. Did anybody listen to him? Do you guys listen to him, watch him?
I listened to him until there was one day I was driving home from work and I was listening to him just because I wanted to hear, you know, what the fuck was going on that side of the world. And some guy called in and he was talking about smoking marijuana. He was a teacher.
Yeah.
And immediately Sean said, "You're a criminal. I don't care about anything you have to say. Right. You're a criminal." And every time the guy would try to speak, he's like, "No, what I'm trying to say." And he's like, "You're a criminal. I don't care. You're a criminal. I don't care." And I was like, "That's it. I'll never listen to him again." Dead to me.
That's where she draws the line.
Yeah. I dated a high school teacher who dropped acid every weekend. So. A local school, I might add. But
that was last week.
Let me correct your papers this weekend. You all get different R's.
We talked about acid a lot last week.
Yes, we did. Too much. I haven't done that in I don't know how long.
I couldn't do it now.
Oh, hell no.
My mind would reject it.
Yeah, your mind would go, "Hey, you got shit to worry about.
Yeah, you're going to die soon." That's what I like, think the whole time.
But mushrooms, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't eat mushrooms anymore.
All day long.
Had a bad experience.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Real bad.
Mushrooms? Not acid?
Yeah. Well, I've told the story before about how I lived on the island for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
They were legal there.
His plane crashed, and he washed up on the island.
No, the British Virgin Islands, they're not illegal. Let's put it that way. Uh-huh. They're not exactly illegal, but they're not illegal.
Yeah.
So every month when they have a full moon, there's a big party, and everybody eats mushrooms.
And, sounds carnal.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. But this one time, I got the wrong kind of mushrooms. Somebody gave me, like, really poisoned mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like poison.
Those are the people that won a horrible time.
There was no trip. There was no nothing.
No, me and this girl just split them. Up. Luckily, I didn't eat the whole thing by myself. I probably would have been dead, but me and this girl split them. And then we sat there for about an hour, I guess, maybe 45 minutes. And all of a sudden, I just started puking.
Oh,
I couldn't even make it to the bathroom. I had to puke out the living room window down into the ocean.
Hey, man, close your window.
But then after I finished puking, I made it to the bathroom and like everything let loose.
Okay. Like, oh my God.
Coming out of both ends, I had to sit on the toilet with my head in the sink. I'm throwing up and going to the bathroom at the same time. And it was like...
Yeah.
She weren't hanging with that chick anymore.
No.
Did that happen to her?
Yes. Luckily, we had several bathrooms in my place.
Yeah,
so.
That's nice.
I know a board op, you probably know him too, I won't say his name, who made a living in college in South Georgia going out at night and picking mushrooms and selling them.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's very smart. But then he would tell people about it.
Well, we can't say his name, so forget him.
No, I don't want to say his name.
Fair, Paul, fair.
That's right, it was the camera. I gotta open my third eye. How long have we been talking?
Did you guys ever work with any of the people that WKRP was based on?
That what?
They they knew
WKRP was based on a station here.
Yeah, Quixie, WQXI.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
Yeah. Was who? That was
he was at GST for years, and he was at 96 Rock, I think, a little bit at the end. But he was a legend at GST.
And he's the one that Howard Hessman's based on.
Right.
Right. Dr. Johnny Fever. Yeah. Right.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, WKRP is based on an Atlanta radio station.
And the big guy was based
on the owner.
The guy who ran 94Q, Quixie.
Quixie.
I grew up with Quixie. 790. That was my first. Coyote McLeod, and it was like Gary McKee and Willis the Guard. I mean, that's what I first knew.
For the longest time, it was The Zone. And then now it's just simulcasting Star 94.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Quixie. Is there Herb Tarlick?
Herb Tarlick is based on the GM, the guy that used to be the GM over there, whose name is Clark Howard. God, I don't remember. His name is Clark, but I don't remember his last name. Because I used to do work for him at Star 94 with the IQ TV, where we'd do the commercials with Steve and Vicky that were always gag jokes. And like the monkey was in one, and one they were in a Publix, and one they were in a Home Depot. And Steve goes, "Does this make my ass look big?" But anyway,
yes.
I don't remember his name. Anyway,
was Lonnie Anderson here? That's all I want to know.
But he was the Herb Tarlick guy. He always wore the suits, and so that whole show was based off of that.
Oh, the turkey drop actually happened too.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I forget which. Where was it? What mall was it? What parking lot was it?
It would have been Lenox maybe,
or Ansley around there.
It would have had. I'm thinking it would have had to have been Lenox because hasn't Lenox always been there?
Yes, it's the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We could
look
it
up. They really did drop a bunch of turkeys out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
plummeted to their deaths. That really happened. Yep. Oh, my God. That's like one of my favorite episodes.
As God is my witness, I had no idea turkeys couldn't fly.
I bet Kimber knows. Let's call him up.
When do you come on?
Hey, he's already here.
Yeah. Get Kimber to get into the phone filler on there. I don't remember because I wasn't here. I was fighting.
How long has he been in radio?
Oh, my God.
Didn't you introduce Oprah Winfrey to the world, Timmer?
That's right. I did introduce Oprah Winfrey to the world.
You did.
I don't know that story, though.
Oh, he did, in Chicago.
He did.
He got in radio right as he got out of Vietnam.
Okay.
Phoenix. He was a country DJ.
Really?
Named Tom. Who's the bass player? Tom Peters. No, is it Tom Peterson, the bass player for Cheap Trick?
Oh, no. I don't know the bass player. I forget.
Well, that was the name he used.
Tom Peterson.
Yeah. And he can do the whole, you know, country, hey, you're spinning the wax, blah, blah, the whole spiel.
I would love to hear that.
Okay, but then he went to Chicago. He was in TV for years. He was the news guy that introduced Oprah before her show. And now it's time. Here's Oprah Winfrey.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Oprah Winfrey.
Has he ever had her on the show?
Or he's had her on the show?
On the radio show?
Back at her place.
That would be a story.
No, I don't believe so.
No.
Probably a lot of bad blood there, you know.
Mm. Oh, really?
She stole his act completely. The whole great American. The
newsmaker line.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, he does the newsmaker, like 680 uses the newsmaker line, has for decades.
Yeah.
But, and he hears him say to him, what are they doing through the newsmaker line? I said, you know, you didn't get it patented.
Right.
You know, people can use that.
Well, on this show, we call it the newsbreaker line.
Right. And it's Tim Gossett, not Jim Gossett.
Yes. Jim Gossett's still with the show, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still does shows around with Jerry Farber. Jerry Farber's still alive. Yeah, still does shows around town.
Yeah.
Jerry Farber, yeah, because he had Farber's Side Door, the little comedy club.
It's the punchline now?
I wouldn't say comedy. Yeah.
Well, no, it was rough.
Just kidding.
It was a rough crowd.
Jerry's a good guy.
He's very sweet. He doesn't like any swearing. Don't you dare swear in his club.
What the fuck's he got with that?
You're not allowed to swear.
Really?
Why?
Absolutely not. Because he hates it. If you say fuck... You're not back. That's
at the club. Wow.
No,
oh, you would know.
Like
did you perform there when he was running?
I did do stand up there a couple times.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, he's a super sweet guy. Yeah. Sweetest guy there is.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's really nice.
But he threw you out on your ass, huh?
No, I didn't say it. They told me before I went in there, don't be getting into any tomfoolery shenanigans up there. He didn't play. And I was like, okay.
When Jim Gossett does the listener line jokes and the voices, Who comes up with him? You and Kim Peterson?
He basically, Kimber calls him, and he never answers his phone because he's working. He's doing so much. And here's the thing about Jim. He's a genius. We don't even know where he lives.
Really?
We have no clue where the man lives. And I think he likes it that way. But Kimber will call and leave a message saying, this is what we're going to talk about today, and here's maybe an idea or two, whatever. And then he'll call back literally 1 minute before the show as we're walking out the door, and I think he has fun with it, and he'll say, well, okay, I've sent you a song or anything, but mainly the ideas come from him and his, and they just play off each other.
Basically. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing that kind of ad-lib stuff, which is, it's tough. You can't find it in a lot of shows because a lot of these top 40 stations and country stations and, you know, the mass appeal shows, they hire companies to do characters.
Yeah,
or you know, there's all these syndication companies to
and
give you
songs
that
stuff. Too. There,
like, yeah, parody
like
songs.
The show before us. Hi, I'm Donald Trump. Hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. Hi, I'm Bette Midler.
That's amazing.
What the hell? What are those from?
Someplace from hell. I mean, they're just not amusing.
No,
in my opinion.
Who does his bits?
I have no clue.
I did some bits for him.
I think it's a high school.
Well, I was going to say, weren't you trying to work for those type of companies?
That would be great if you did them.
When I was there,
he
would come to me and say, what's your idea for this? And he either would like it or we wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then he would write stuff and I would ad-lib off of it, you know.
Huh.
So I didn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
You know, Larry would say, why are you doing that for free? Or blah, 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 blah. And when it became the newer show over there, it certainly was more fun for me because I had nothing to do. Don't say that. It's over my head, and therefore the audience won't like it. That's basically
what
I was told.
Too much.
I was told one time to stop doing voices and stuff that he might not understand, like I'm supposed to know, or using big words, and that I had this thing where I wanted to be the smartest guy in the room, which isn't also is not true. So I stopped doing all that, and then 2 weeks later,
I found a pretty small room.
Our program director was in there, and the program director goes, and he's yelling at us, and he goes, "Why aren't you doing your voices? And why aren't you giving all your sub references?" And I looked over at Jason, and I said, "Well, because he told me not to." And he goes, "Well, knock that fucking shit off." So I'm like, see, that's, you know, what I'm known for.
It was very, I was fired from a Blockbuster video in San Diego before I moved back here in like 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman hated me. And she was looking for an excuse. She told us we had to dress up for Halloween. So I dressed up as, you know, like a scarecrow. So I'm sitting in her office. You know, she called me into the office and she goes, and another thing, Davis, is you dress like crap. Look at you. How could you be a manager look like that? I said, Rhonda, you told us to look. I mean,
holy shit.
I feel your pain, brother.
Oh. And then she went into radio. No, in upper management.
Well, you asked how we do the show. It's funny because we'll sit there and he gets there like at 8 in the morning and I'll crawl in about 9:30. Mm. And by 10:30, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing some sports or something like that. And then we sit around and look at each other. We look out the window and look at the girls walking by and, you know, and scope them out with the binoculars. And it's funny. We plan all the stuff we're going to talk about and we get in there and at 12:04, we don't talk. We don't get to any of it.
No.
It's just, whatever happens.
Right, I got a ton of stuff to get
like
to.
Well, that's what you do. Yeah, I mean, like, I put together a prep sheet and stuff, but you it's more fun when you...
Oh, they tried that. The bloomin' idiot that tried to fire us wanted a prep sheet minute by minute what we're going to do. So I literally, minute by minute, wrote down what we were doing in the studio. Like, we're looking out the window now. We're smashing these people. Yeah.
Now is when Brett the truck driver calls and derails the entire show.
God's sake.
What's he sound like?
He's got a horn and a camera. he tries to, I don't know the guy, so I shouldn't say much.
Yeah, we shouldn't break his balls.
Oh, he's doing the Puerto Rican thing now.
He's trying to do his own one-man newsmaker line, and he has no sense of humor.
Hey, camera. It's like, it sounds like either Mark Lemke, you know, slow or something. But it's
Mark
like,
Lemke.
Yeah. Hey, camera.
Hey, camera, it's Mark Lemke. Want to have a cigarette after the show?
Was that the guy that was drunk that time I called you on the radio?
What?
Remember I called you one time, I was like, you got to turn on the Braves game right now, this guy's drunk.
Yes.
Was that Lemke?
Yes.
I don't follow baseball very much, but this dude was loaded.
Hey, why don't you cool it with the microbrew over there? I can't be the only one holding the game down. I've done something. I got a glass of wine here.
It was like one of those late season games that didn't matter or whatever.
Yeah.
No playoff contention or anything. The guy just got drunk.
The more I think about it, the more I wish I had never played baseball and just stayed in Batavia. Batavia's in New York State, you know.
Was that where he's from?
Oh, he's in the Utica Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, Utica. I'm sorry. I thought it was Batavia. Which one or the other? Utica Club beer is the best. Hi, I'm Mark Lemke. That's how I get back.
Not Genesee or?
No, Utica Club. Either, yeah, it's in the water. That's I think that's what the thing on it, right?
Genesee is, the water.
No, the slogan of one of those shitty Central New York, you know, cheap-ass beers is, it's Olympia Club. It's in the water.
Yeah.
Olympia Club.
Did you ever drink any of those shitty beers like Goebbels?
Genesee.
Fall City.
Oh, yeah. Black Label.
Jenny Light.
Carling's Black Label?
Carling's Black Label, that's right.
That was all we could get, though, when we were in high school, because we'd steal them from our friends' parents.
Yeah, no, it was, Jenny Light.
Jenny Light.
They had these big, 20-ounce? 18 or 20-ounce bottles.
Returnable
bottles filled with Miller Lite, and they had cases of them in the basement.
Oh, Jenny Light.
Jenny Light, yeah.
Yeah.
So. What about Mickey's Big Mouth?
Mickey's Wide Mouth?
Yeah, those.
Were they called Big Mouths?
We called them Wide Mouths.
Oh, yeah. That was like the go-to.
That's malt liquor, though, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. But when you're in high school or whatever.
That shit get you fucked up. Yeah. We had the bull. You know, we tried to find Ripple a few years ago. You can't find it anymore.
Was that ever a real thing?
Yeah. Fred Sanford's Ripple.
This is a big one. Ripple. I'm coming to join you.
Me in the bathtub.
It's the big one.
Ripple. It's the big one, Elizabeth.
I follow the Sanford and Son fan club on Twitter.
Oh.
You know how it's on TV1 like 17 times a day?
Oh, yeah.
And they always retweet whenever people mention Sanford and Son. So one day I just mentioned Sanford and Son and got retweeted. But I love that show.
Oh,
Lamont.
God.
Lamont. Hey, dummy. He's a big Christian now. He's a preacher or something.
Lamont is?
Damon Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demon Wilson.
Like when we'd watch it and we'd turn the audio off and you would do all the voices.
I don't remember.
Especially the Aunt Esther episodes.
Well, I did that?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, when we were in high school.
I feel like it was very politically incorrect.
Yeah.
It was pretty politically incorrect.
Somebody posted a photo of her as a striptease dancer.
Aunt Esther.
Yeah. And she had a body.
LaWanda Page was she was on the Chitlin circuit with
her
Red Fox.
Was,
it was dirty as shit.
Oh my God.
One night I'm Shakes the Clown too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Florence.
When that camera goes off, he gonna
fuck that little dog. And you know who played that clown, right?
Bobcat.
That was
No.
Oh, the Tom Kenny?
Yeah, it was Tom Kenny. Yeah. He played the evil clown, the voice.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, that's right.
Yeah. No, Mr. Show. You're
fucking mimes.
Speaking of Bobcat, he's in town this weekend. Is anybody going?
Yeah, I saw
I'd
that.
Like to go, but I don't want to go by myself.
I was thinking you should, you know, do you have an in with him at all?
No, not Jonathan. Really.
No?
No. Not him. I could probably bug Marshall, but I don't want to do that.
No?
Hey, man, I don't have a job. Can I get into that? Can I get in for free? I could promote it 2 days after the event on my podcast.
Maybe Michael Graham can give away the tickets. And
I'll give them away right here on the Michael Graham Show. I am Michael Graham.
I was told that sounded nothing like him, but
no,
I
don't. That's him.
But, you know, it's his sing-song. Anyway. I don't know. You know, I don't like that. I don't like it. What's wrong with Donald Trump? Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. He hates Donald Trump. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. He's against everything that everyone in the audience would want to be for. Like I said, dogs, cops, Trump, you know, sex.
Just wants to stir it up, I guess.
He's ridiculously obstinate for no reason at all.
Might be. Might be the case. Anyway.
I'm from South Carolina when I'm really from Boston.
I am Michael Graham.
We got cupcakes in the studio. Fuck cupcakes. Fuck that shit.
All right, let's take a break. I need to go have a cigarette.
All right.
And we'll come back, talk some more with Pete Davis, talk about TV and all that other shit.
Give him his sandwiches back.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back!
Welcome back to the Radio Labyrinth podcast, episode 014. We're joined this week by the great and legendary Pete Davis.
Yay! Thank you very much.
Pete can be heard every day from noon to 3. On News Radio 106.7. That is the name of the station, right? It's not changed.
Yeah, News Radio 106.7 this week. Next week, who knows?
Who's on after you guys?
They do a news show. Greg Tanum,
our good.
Program director, he does a news show afterwards, and I do one little sports thing for him.
Oh, okay.
And recorded, so.
When do they go back to entertainment?
some would ask noon the next day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great shift, though.
Only the Pete.
I'd rather work some other time. It's bad traffic coming in. It's just horrible.
At noon?
Well, no. Because we have to be there like at 9 or 10.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know why, because we do 30 minutes of prep. But
yeah. Why do you got to be there that early?
Because
he's got important things
like
to do.
He's like 80 years old, and he doesn't sleep.
I got to get out of here by 3. I got to get to Old Country Buffet before 4:30, or I don't get the discount.
He's got to hit on Brandy for a good solid hour.
He's over that. He's quit doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened? We have somebody else?
Yeah, there's a new girl receptionist.
Oh, yeah, they hired somebody?
Oh,
several.
What's her name?
There's a new girl. She's very nice, sweet little girl. I think she's like 18.
Then don't mention her name.
Yeah,
so 18 is okay.
Oh my goodness,
that's good podcast math, right, Jeff?
Yeah, 18, fine.
Brandy is lovely. Oh God, except for all those tattoos. All those girls in Vietnam had them too. I don't know.
Chung Choi Soy.
That motherfucking bitch. God damn it! I said, don't come in here. We're doing fucking prep.
We'll do it live.
You weren't in his office back then, were you?
No,
that was him and Wayne.
Yeah.
What happened to Wayne?
Wayne got a real job. He's working at Delta, doing very well.
Yeah?
Flies over the world. He does a good job.
Is he a pilot?
No, thank God. No, it's worse. He works on the engine. So it's
Wow.
Yeah.
No offense.
No offense. Wayne, no offense.
He called today. It was nice to hear from him.
Oh, he calls the show?
Well, no, he called today because he was giving Kimmer trouble because Kimmer didn't know it was my birthday till the end of the show. So he was giving trouble.
He filled in for you a little while you were out, too, didn't he? Wayne, no offense.
Yes.
One time or anyway?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's cool.
No offense.
Well, I always liked that guy. He was nice. Anyway, so you want to talk about a little TV with us?
Sure. Oh, yeah. What do you got?
It's talking about The Walking Dead. Did you guys watch it this weekend?
I did.
You know what?
I did.
Yeah, I know you're
three
right.
of us, three of the five of us watched it, so let's spoil it for the other two.
Yes.
Well, just don't mention anyone who died, and we'll be fine.
All right, we won't do that. This week was pretty good, though.
Yeah, none of the main characters died, so I don't think we have to worry about
who died.
That.
Well, Alicia Witt died.
Alicia Witt died, but oh, she was no. only on one episode.
I love her.
She's
on the show. I didn't know she was on the show.
She was on one episode. Two episode arc.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't need to watch that.
They introduced her at the end of the episode last week, and then this week she bit the dust.
What were you saying stuff before the show that you liked her in?
She was Michael Rapaport's sister on that season of Justified.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
She was conniving on that.
Yeah.
She's on that one episode. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The only Law and Order I ever watched was the one year I think she was on, and she was hot as firecrackers on that one.
The SVU?
Maybe.
What was she, a DA or something?
No, she was a cop.
A cop.
She was with Chris Noth or whatever for, like, I think she was there for like 1 year.
Oh, okay, so that's the original Law and
yeah,
Order.
Yeah, only Jerry Orbach. I stopped watching after he died. I haven't watched
really?
It since. Yeah. Only the Jerry Orbach.
And she had hot sex with one of the Sopranos.
That's right. We were talking about that earlier with
Michael.
Michael
Imperioli.
What?
What's right?
Christopher. There
Christopher.
We go. Do you do him? Let's hear it.
Who?
Gandolfini.
No, I don't do Gandolfini.
What's it? Your buddy there does.
Christopher. Oh yeah, he literally. You can close your eyes and you're in the room with the entire Sopranos,
really?
And Goodfellas crew.
Wow,
it's unbelievable how Gossett can do with that.
Yeah,
it's the best thing he does.
He does. Yeah. He does Gandolfini better than anybody I've ever heard. I could never get it down because it's open your nose, and you gotta have a Jersey thing going, and then
Christopher.
It's almost like he's crying when he's talking. Then you get up there too much, and it's anyway. But yeah, Imperioli banged her in that episode. She was a Hollywood executive. His cousin was a lawyer who worked for Hollywood, and he ended up going to that movie set with they're shooting a, you know, it was a John Favreau film, you know, within the yeah. Sopranos world. And there's a scene where Janine Garofalo and Sandra Bernhard have a standoff, and they call each other names, and Christopher goes, "You should have that one call that one Bukyak." And John Favreau goes, "What does it mean?" He goes, "Cunt." Which I only say because in the way he delivers it is just so good. No one's saying it.
You wouldn't say C-word normally?
Not normally,
or you
no.
would say C-word.
Mm-mm.
Just replace it with Whisker Biscuit.
Oh, God. What was that movie?
Your Whisker Biscuit.
Come on, Molly. Show us your Whisker Biscuit. That was Angel. Wasn't that Angel?
Yeah.
Look, phony tits. Cross-dressing troll. You never saw Angel?
No.
It was one of those revenge. It was like... God, what was the latest?
The high school girl becomes a prostitute.
Right, because she needs money for her family or dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I remember the name of them.
There's a guy, a serial killer, killing prostitutes, and she ends up killing the guy.
Wasn't there
Spoiler
two?
Alert.
Wasn't there two
was
angels?
Avenging Angel.
Yeah. Well, but wasn't there another one that was made for TV with that one chick where... the one guy, he takes pictures of her and the little boy. It was so creepy and gross. And her name was Angel. And it was all about the trappings of getting molested. And it was so creepy. I remember seeing it when I was a little girl.
Is that an
after
school special?
It was horrible.
On the We Hate Your Kids network?
It was that one girl that was in European Vacation. She played the daughter in that one. You know, she was like in a few 80s movies.
Oh, she's that... She was that chick that had that disease where she didn't grow.
I get yes,
really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, she was like 30 and she looked 20.
I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such a Windy Through the Windshield. Yeah.
Did you ever see the Scott Baio one where he starts smoking pot?
Yeah.
And he like is a nerd and he's interested in this girl and then he starts smoking pot and he loosens up and he has a sense of humor and the girl likes him. And then she discovers that he smokes pot. She goes, "I want to know the real you." Yes, and that was my favorite one, Scott Baio.
Could be wrong, but
Charles
I feel like we
in
watched
charge.
It at school for some reason.
Yeah, at school,
like they showed it to us to scare us from. Not
Did you get the bloody sneaker floating down the river?
Oh yeah. Not the Michael J. Fox jumps off a building one because he's high on PCP.
Yeah,
sounds shaky.
That was his.
That's horrible.
Oh, that's horrible.
You mean wonderful?
I did told a joke like that once on the regular guys. They were talking about Michael or something. They were talking about Alex. Hold that sign or whatever. Never mind. So basically, last week's Walking Dead, they went and they attacked what they thought was Negan at this compound, and then you know this week. Two of the members, of course, were captured, Carol and
Yeah, in the first half of the episode, as much as you hate Lisa episodes of The Simpsons, the first episode, first half of the thing, I was like, this feels like a freaking Lisa episode, just because I was kind of bored with the first half, and Carol and all this crying shit.
Well, she was faking all that.
No, she wasn't. I really thought she was, but it didn't seem like she was. She really was having like a crisis of conscience or whatever, because she was on Talking Dead afterwards talking about it or whatever. But yeah, I mean, so like she's kind of going through some shit where she's now she is discovering that she still has her humanity and blah, blah, blah. I mean, who gives a shit? But she stepped up and did what she had to do towards the end. So then I was back on board.
Right.
And then when they burnt everybody up in the kill room, that was pretty cool.
That was gruesome.
It was gruesome.
Totally gruesome.
Should take your headphones off. Pete's over there like,
taking notes.
All right, so how many episodes are left?
Three.
And we're not going to see Negan until the sixth episode?
The third of the three, I imagine.
Yeah. No, that would be the eighth episode.
Well, it's...
Okay, so not till the last episode then.
Yeah. How many episodes is it in season?
There's eight, right?
No.
I think the commercial said only three episodes left.
Yeah, only three left.
Only three episodes left. Then you can watch Damien.
Sunday.
Damien?
Damien. No one's watching that show.
What is it?
I gave up on...
it's on AMC?
Like the old movies, right?
It's the Damien from the movies.
Yeah. I gave up on the Psycho show, too.
Psycho? Yeah, I gave up on that, too.
Yeah,
I like the first couple of seasons, that weird... that weird tension between he and his mother.
Yeah. Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is.
I love her in The Departed. She's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, her little sister's on American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like Witch her sister as much. Yeah, she's got like the big, like, Annie, little orphan Annie eyes.
With no pupils.
Japanese anime.
Man, those are creepy. Remember those old comics?
Oh, my God.
With no one had eyeballs. It was just Daddy Warbucks, the dog.
Yeah.
Whoever drew that had some creepy shit going on in their head.
I don't know how to draw eyes. What do you want from me?
I want an eyeless, red-headed girl.
Fuck it.
Of course, Negan is played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. You can see him currently on The Good Wife.
Isn't that over yet?
Not yet. Well, the season's over. It's done.
Yeah, I know. How many episodes are that?
I would imagine not many, but, you know, you got to go to May.
And he plays Bruce Wayne's dad in the upcoming Batman versus Superman, which I already have my tickets for.
Oh yeah?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah? We'll see about that. Yeah, see? Get your Batman tickets now, see?
Nice pair of tickets you have there. Shame if something happened to him.
Yeah.
You got them on you?
I don't. They're virtual.
Virtual. Everything's virtual.
Now, I don't want to throw you off, but did you guys see Cloverfield?
No.
Great reviews. It's been great reviews.
Somebody posted on Facebook that you were going to see it. What was that?
Tim posted that, and then it disappeared. What was that all about?
Because I accidentally shared a post from a guy who was seeing the movie.
See, it made it look like you were seeing the movie.
Yeah, and like, and then I saw it. I'm like, I don't want it. I'm not there.
Well, but then I was like, oh, good. I can ask him about it.
Yeah. No, don't open that door. No, don't go out there.
My buddies didn't die face down in the box so you can escape from my room.
You guys got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds.
Dude, having a roving scaly monster, that ain't legal either.
I saw a review where they were saying that that might not be the same monster. It's not the same, universe as the Cloverfield movie, which is...
Yeah, it's just reminiscent of that.
I was listening to an interview with the writers, and I guess it started out as like a totally different movie, just about The Room or something. You know,
right.
Or it was called The Room, even, I think. And then they added the whole Cloverfield stuff later on, when they couldn't sell...
Wasn't The Room the movie that won the Oscar?
Well, the girl won it.
Yeah.
The woman won it. Maybe it was called The Basement. I don't know.
The Basement.
Basement Room.
The Basement Room. Don't you go out that door.
It leads nowhere.
I like that Mary Beth Winstead, though.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, what was the one that she... They were
Scott
Rock
Pilgrim.
Sock'em, yeah.
Scott Pilgrim.
She's hotter.
I know. Well, when I heard that that was her, I was like, oh, that's the chick from that thing.
With the Michael Cera film?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Scott Pilgrim. Isn't that based on a comic book?
Yes.
Okay.
Great movie, man.
Well, all right. So, The Walking Dead, everybody. Good episode?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right, cool.
Excellent.
I had a question, though. Whenever you said earlier you were going to film school, why were you going to go to film school exactly? What were your plans?
I was just roaming around San Diego, not doing much, surfing, basically. And we went and saw The Natural. And I sit there and said, that is beautifully filmed. And I saw the reaction of the audience. I go, you know what? This is something I could do to make people feel good. So that's what I decided right then and there. And my wife went, no. And she divorced me.
And then he went to film school.
My dad went to high school with the guy that was Robert Redford's dad in The Natural.
Really?
I can't remember what his name was.
His
dad?
Fudge. Alan Fudge.
Yep.
Didn't Alan Fudge also played Alan Alda's dad on MASH?
No, he played the guy that thought he was Jesus on that episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The guy thought he was Jesus.
My dad was the guy that changed all the light bulbs in the...
In the what?
In The Natural.
Oh.
Which, by the way, great movie.
Fuck.
Oh. Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, his first role, wasn't it?
It was. Didn't he get an Oscar nomination?
Yeah. It feels good when you eat it.
Yeah.
We won't get sick, we won't get old, and we won't ever die.
Pine bark. You will get diabetes, though.
Shit.
Naturally.
You know the woman in that movie, Cocoon? I just noticed this a couple years ago. She was she's the one who played, the chick in Planet of the Apes. Out of all the wild humans,
the original?
Charlton Heston finds the real hot.
Ape.
What was her name on Planet of the Apes?
Oh, I don't know.
She was in Cocoon. She was one of the aliens.
Zero.
Was,
I know who. I remember who you're talking about.
Kim Hunter.
No, Kim Hunter was Zero, and that was the chimp.
Oh, she was a chimp?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Nova.
Yeah. I'll call you Nova.
Nova. And then he wouldn't be in the sequel, so they paid a guy who looked just like him to be.
It's a madhouse!
A madhouse!
Take your balls off me. Dab! Dirty Ape!
It's another visual. You got the face, Dab.
She was on Batman, the original series, and Wonder Woman.
Huh?
Ooh.
So, Superman versus Batman there.
What do you think about that Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman? Like, she can pull it off?
Why isn't she wearing the red, white, and blue? That's what I want to know. Riddle me that.
Same as why Superman was wearing, like, the chain link night shit.
They're doing it all dark. Trying to make it like, you know, the Batman Begins.
I think they're trying not to offend other countries.
Oh. Really?
Yes, that's what
it's
I think.
Big Chinese market.
The international market.
Yeah. Wonder Woman, she come maybe visit our new island, yes? We make island out of sand. You cannot come. You like our new warship? Yeah, we stole it from you. I don't care who I offend.
Apparently not.
You're too buku.
Too buku. Come on now. I don't want to offend the Vietnamese.
That's bukkake.
You see that fucking Tim's head come apart?
I never seen his head come apart like that before. Kevin Dillon. Kevin Dillon. See, The Blob, Platoon, and Doors. Entourage.
Entourage.
Oh, he wasn't the Doors. He was John Densmore.
Yeah.
What a horrible movie that was.
Oh, you kidding me?
Fuck,
I love that
God,
movie.
God, it's a terrible movie.
You like
movie.
The Doors, Pete?
I love the group. I didn't see the movie.
Didn't see the movie?
Did not see it. I've seen bits of it.
Oh, come on, man. That's a great rock and roll
Watch
movie.
It again. See if you like it.
Oh, but that could be my...
Yeah.
Did you see it when you were in high school? That's when I saw it, and I liked it. And then I saw it again like a few years ago, and I was like, this is what a boring piece of shit this movie is. Yeah.
Jim Morrison was boring to begin with.
I was probably
how I felt about the band The Doors.
Huh?
That's pretty much how I felt about the band The Doors.
Yeah, you don't like The Doors.
Oh, Kimmer hates The Doors.
He does?
God.
Why?
He goes off on, oh my God, he hates The Doors. The worst band ever, he says. But then he says Chicago and Three Dog Night and Blood, Sweat, and Tears is the same group, it's just different trombones.
Was the Kimmer, was he in the shit in Vietnam? Was he like in the shit?
Yeah, he was over there. He says that when he first landed, they had a mortar shelling. As soon as he got off the plane, they had to run for cover. That could be a Hillary story, though. I don't know.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of people try to shoot me.
Or a Brian Williams story.
Yeah.
And I said, someday I'll be president. If only I had a female voice. Probably get her down.
You're about there.
Oh, you're knee deep with the big muddy over there.
You ever notice she dresses like the Chinese Communist Party?
Yes, she does.
I buy my suits from the same place as Kim Jong-un.
Oh, what? Did you see her like a week ago? She had some leather thing. She was here, and it was some, like, she had ripped it off a cow or a yak. And it looked literally, I found a picture of a yurt. It literally looked like something she could put up as a yurt in an emergency.
Sean Demery could live in it.
Who wants to sleep in my yurt? Bill won't go in there.
Nobody wants to go in my yurt.
Nobody's been in there since Vince Foster.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon. Yeah.
Did they kill him? Is he the one they killed?
Allegedly.
Put the gun in the wrong hand.
Yeah, dragged him out into the street, left a trail of blood.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys want to do staff picks?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the other newsbreaker line.
Why?
No?
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, because I should have played mine first before I played Autumn's, because Autumn's was really good.
Yeah, thanks, Autumn.
Oh, that real loud phone. Somebody's on the, what do we call it?
The old newsbreaker line.
Oh, the newsbreaker line. Newsbreaker line. That's who it is.
Hey, everybody. It's Alan Thick here.
Oh, it's Alan Thick. Alan Thick. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, are you behind on your taxes? Did you record a hit single and then get sued by Marvin Gaye's estate?
No.
Don't let the IRS take your hard-earned money. Okay. Call Tax Fixers today at 1-899. You're fucked. YURFUKD.
Okay, we got that. How you doing? Brother, you're calling to talk. What's on your mind?
You're welcome, Timmer. Okay. Super
Tuesday. Wow. Wow. Yes, wow, wow. What wowed you about it, Alan?
I mean, we're down to two now. Yep, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Do I like Donald Trump? Timmer doesn't like Donald Trump. I don't know what the Kimmer thinks. Does the Kimmer? I love him. I love him. I love him as well. Yeah, I love the guy. Hey, why are you going to vote for him? I don't know.
Cruz has about as much chance of becoming the president as Kim Peterson does of getting an actual studio.
Oh! Yeah, we don't even have one here, but I...
Hey, Kimmer, let us know when you finished with your radio show, because Jorge needs to change the mop bucket. Oh, yes. Out as fast as you can, Jorge. There's a big wall coming, and you're going to pay for it.
Oh, there you go. I don't know about poor Jorge. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Alan.
And hey, don't get stuck behind a wall of high taxes, folks. You got to run, Timmer.
Aim high. It was Alan Thick. Right. Wow. Wow, yes.
Makes me want to stroke a giant check to the IRS.
Yeah, sorry, bitch. All right, staff picks.
That's great.
Staff picks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Excellent. Staff picks. All right, you know, last week we started staff picks, and we got feedback on our Facebook page and Twitter. People liked our recommendations. Steph recommended, what was it you recommended?
Taking of Deborah Logan.
Okay, just a little follow-up and callback. More people responded to that. I'm like, you scared the shit out of us. Caitlin and I watched it the other night.
Yeah.
And I got movies don't scare me. I got scared by the film.
With the lights on?
Right? And she's screaming on the couch like, real fucking scream. Wow. So good recommendation.
All right, I'm in.
Thanks. Well, I got a chainsaw award from Fangoria.
What have you been watching in the middle of the night?
I found that you can watch all of It's Your Move on YouTube.
Oh, God.
All of it, every episode.
Yeah?
I watched the first episode. I'm like, hey, that's River Phoenix. River Phoenix is on the first episode.
Really? I have to watch it. I didn't remember
something.
He was a little kid, same as Jason Bateman.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was like mid-80s, I guess.
Yeah, 84-ish.
I went out to the Viper Room and saw where he flailed around on the sidewalk. Took a picture. I laid down, took a picture.
Oh.
It was not a popular move. It was like a week afterwards. So maybe.
No.
Oh,
did people know what you're doing?
Yes.
What were did people yell at you?
No, they didn't yell.
Yeah.
I was still crying. I still had a candle lit. I worshipped him. I was so in love with him.
See, mine was John Lennon, but River Phoenix.
She liked Stand By Me. You know,
I did. Yeah. I watched it 100 times summer. Oh, my God. I knew every word.
He never laid in a bed with chocolate cake.
in a bag.
He never laid. You know what's yellow and sleeps alone? Yoko. That's a horrible joke. I can't do John
Lennon.
Going
after cigarettes in the newspaper, Yoko will be back in a minute.
Yes. I climbed at the top of the ladder and it said yes. So I knew. I love her. If it had said no, I'd have been like, fuck off. Oh. Sorry, I don't know where to go from here.
What did you get for your staff pick?
My staff pick. All right. My staff pick this week is not on Netflix or anything. It's on YouTube. It is a channel called Red Letter Media, and it's put together by these guys at redlettermedia.com, where you can find reviews of movies that are coming out now, pop culture movies, science fiction movies, any of stuff that we're really into.
Do they spoil?
Yeah, well, they do after the film's been out for a while.
Okay. They play like the entire movie, don't they?
And
they
I'll get to that in a second. I mean,
MST3K?
No, they don't do that a lot. They review films and they talk about current pop culture, but they have this one character that they do called Mr. Plinkett. He's the guy that talks like this.
Yeah, we heard him in the open, right?
Right. Heard the...
That was funny.
The Star Wars reviews are what really put them on the map as far as pop culture and nerddom. Yeah. Is they took the original three
the prequels,
and he just reviews them and he tells you each and every little detail of why they're terrible movies. But he gets real into it, you know, as far as casting decisions and money and how you know George Lucas didn't even really care and he just wrote the script and. And, you know, when you're sardonically talking about the first movie, he's like, it looks like Star Wars. Oh, there's a little kid in it. And there's just joke after joke after joke like that. And the reason I bring it up this week is because last week they released a trailer for The Force Awakens. So I have a feeling that they're going once that comes out on Blu-ray, which I guess is going to be soon.
It's like April. It's like first week of April.
Yeah, then he'll do a preview of that or do a full review of that and tell you about the story and everything. So looking forward to that. But you can go there. They have other channels as well. I wrote them down here.
It's
so.
Red Letter Media?
Redlettermedia.com.
What does that mean? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't.
Oh.
It's a communist front.
Yes, that's what it is. You can go to their website, Red Letter Media, or on their YouTube channel, and you can see that Mr. Plinkett doing reviews for Star Trek, The Next Generation, you know, First Contact. What the fuck is that?
All right, I'm in.
And of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he likes Titanic. But again, they have a whole bunch of different things on there, so just go to redlettermedia.com /Plinkett to check that out. So that is my review, or that is my... Staff pick.
We're
going to let Pete go next.
Pete.
Well, basically, I've been binge watching a lot of stuff, catching up on Justified, but the one I've been watching lately, Bosch, the second season of Bosch.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up, too. I'm a big fan of the books, and I watched the first episode of the first season and wasn't really into it. Harry Bosch? Michael Conley? The guy that writes the book.
Titus Welliver is the actor.
Titus Welliver. Deadwood, man.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, that guy, Deadwood.
He's good in everything I've seen him in.
On the Deadwood outtakes, he has a great bit where he does different impersonations, too.
Oh, yeah?
Really good,
yeah. The thing about Deadwood, I got him basically the DVD. I didn't watch it on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I ordered the DVD.
I got that, too.
They have the one where Ian McShane and Timothy Olyphant do the play-by-play of a show, and they're both drunk. And they are going off on the guy who's now on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the old act, Powers Booth.
Right. Oh, really?
Oh, they go off on that.
Oh, it's just,
he thinks he's going to tell me about acting, you know?
There's what you need to
do. They went off on that E.B. Farnham guy, too.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he said, Powers Booth said, watch me, kid, and you'll learn how to act. It was like, and McShane's like,
holy shit.
Said that to Ian McShane?
No, he said it to Oliphant.
Oh, to Oliphant, yeah. You ain't saying shit.
That's great. I never read the books of Bosch, so I'm just seeing it cold.
Right.
The thing that gets me is the guy, Titus Welliver, plays a character. I have a friend, good friend, who's a homicide detective here in Atlanta, and I'm watching him
really
talk and walk. Bosch has a much quicker temper.
Is Bosch set here?
No, it's LA. In LA.
Oh, okay,
LA. But I see my friend in this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it, and I just got a 2-month free trial for Amazon Prime, so I'm gonna get into it. That was the whole reason I did it, because I saw season 2 was starting.
Well, the great thing about Amazon Prime is the Man in the High Castle.
Right.
Oh, yes.
We talked about that a little bit.
I still didn't finish the first season.
Finish it.
I never got back to it.
There's a good video on YouTube detailing all these weird things that you can see in it.
Oh, yeah?
I've really gotten into these YouTube channels where people break apart films and TV shows. Yeah. And I guess there's more out there on YouTube than just conspiracy videos. which is what I normally would stay up all night watching.
The Khazarians are actually the Jews, and they're a Turkish tribe from Central Asia.
Damn Rosicrucians, I'm worried.
That's right.
Put snakes in your mailbox.
I'm William Cooper.
You remember William Cooper?
Yeah.
folks. They're aliens.
I can't do him. if you don't know who Bill Cooper is and you're into conspiracy shit, just Google him. Well,
what's Kimber say about the Unitarians? They'll burn a question mark in your lawn.
That's a great fucking line. So Bosch, which you can see on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, second season, and I'm about four into the second
season.
What I didn't like
about the first season was that they made it look like, and maybe they cleared it up after the season went, but Bosch shot that guy in the first episode.
Ugh.
And they make it, and it, well, Bosch is on trial, the entire first season he's on trial for shooting this guy, but they made it look like he really shot him on purpose. They have a whole trial and everything, and he gets off for shooting the guy, but they really made it look like he shot the guy on purpose. And I was like, why would they do that if they're going to have the whole trial and everything? Why would they show you?
Look, don't spoil the People versus O.J. Simpson for me. Because I just got caught up.
Hey, look, I'm looking forward to this glove testimony.
Did you see yesterday's?
Yeah.
Where Johnny Cochran yelled, fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the first time they've said fuck on that show.
Isn't it? I thought it was.
No, you don't even notice it. Because we were watching it, and I was like, Caitlin, did you just say fuck?
Johnny Cochran ran up and shut that TV off, and he's like, fuck!
Yeah.
Wasn't that in Atlanta? Wasn't the one of the wives here?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one, I think. The one that...
So you haven't seen it yet?
I've only seen 15. I watched 15 minutes this morning.
Okay.
I'll finish either. I'm a few behind.
Did O.J. kill those people yet? Where you're at?
What?
Did O.J. kill those people yet? We're at the point of the show where you're watching.
they're still trying to figure it out.
You know, we didn't talk about it last week, but how about the cop with the knife that kept that knife?
Oh, no shit.
Dumbass.
But it turned out to be nothing, and look how the media just dragged it out. Yeah.
Well, of course.
I know.
It's perfect.
I still
perfect
think
media fire.
I still say O.J.'s son did it, allegedly.
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 Who'd you say that was saying
that? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't care.
Who wrote that book, though?
I believe what I believe, and everything else is wrong.
That's right.
I am a millennial.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
That's right.
Speaking of millennials,
yes.
My pick is that show, you've probably been seeing it on Netflix, that show Love.
I've heard about it, and it seems getting good reviews. What's it about?
So funny.
What is it?
Well, it's like two... early 30-something-year-olds are both like 31 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jillian Jacobs, she used to play Britta on Community, which I love that show.
Gillian.
Is it Gillian?
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. Thanks, Jeff. Anyway, it's Gillian. So anyway, Gillian Jacobs, and then Paul Rust plays the guy. Paul Rust is like, he's a comic, and you know, you've seen him around. He was in Inglourious Basterds, actually, had a small little part in that. But anyway, at the beginning, the first episode is basically... you get to see how both of them, their relationships are going straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really meet until the very end of that first episode. So
okay. They
do a really good setup. Like Kyle Kinane is her, which he is a hilarious comic, by the way. Kyle Kinane plays her piece of shit. And then he's with this chick that cheats on him. And anyway, they're both handling it totally differently, but they're both messes. And anyway, it sounds like...
Is it togethernessy?
Not at all. It's not mumblecore-y at all.
Is it girls?
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. That's why I like it. It's very funny. Like there's I'll just say this. Okay, so he gets involved in a threesome very accidentally with some 20-some-year-olds in his apartment complex.
Oopsie.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me a week ago.
Who hasn't?
I'm just walking down the street and all of a sudden...
I have one plan.
But he's having this very awkward threesome with these girls. And and then he's like, well, let me get a condom. And then he says, well, you know, you guys could do stuff to each other while I'm doing this. And they're like, no, we're not into it. And he goes, well, then it's really not a threesome unless you guys are doing stuff. And they're like, well, we're sisters. And he's like, ew! Ew! And she's like, well, most guys would think that's hot. He goes, hot being the conduit for your incest? No! Ew! So that's what I'm saying. It's very funny. And then there's another scene where after him and Gillian Jacobs meet.
No, it's Jacobs. Well, I stand so much of that.
But they're smoking weed, and he says to her, God, you're really good at that. It's like watching my dad change a tire.
Watch your grandfather eat ice cream.
So that's Amazon?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm two episodes in. It's very funny.
Cool. Check it out.
Togetherness has been good, though.
That was mine. It's
totally
your move.
Different generation, you know.
Oh, so you said you... It was, yeah, okay.
It was
like, I wake up in the middle of the night and watch like two or three episodes and then go back to bed. But yeah, River Phoenix was on that first one, so you have to watch it. Played a kid named Brian, if you're watching on YouTube. Yeah,
right on.
I rewatched Mad Max Fury Road, mm-hmm. you know, the newer one, which made me think of the movie I picked for this, which was Death Race 2000, 1975.
Yes.
Is that
David Carradine.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about
it. You guys know this movie?
I'm aware of it. I've never seen it.
Really? Have you guys ever seen
it? Isn't Stallone in it?
I saw the remake.
Roger Corman, right?
Roger Corman, I think, he didn't direct it, though.
He's part of it somehow.
He produced it or something.
Is Stallone in it?
He is. He's the bad guy in it.
Yeah, okay.
He's Machine Gun Joe.
Okay.
This movie, you guys, it's on YouTube. The whole thing's on YouTube. It's ridiculous, and it makes me think of The Running Man, because it's one of those, you know, The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those movies about, like, the whole world is a game show, pretty much, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, just a ridiculous thing.
Love The Running Man.
Is that... Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, in 1975, you could do stuff, you know, it's a big race, and it's kind of Mad Max-y.
I heard David Carradine got hung up on the role.
Oh,
that's a shame.
The chick from Eating Raoul is in that, too.
Stopped and got eating lemons
Raoul.
On the way.
I've heard that.
The Eating Raoul. I love Eating
yeah,
Raoul.
I did too.
Yeah, really.
So is Chakotay's in Eating Raoul.
Yep.
So Death Race.
Death Race 2000.
Now, was that movie a kind of an inspiration for Cannonball Run, or was there a movie before Cannonball Run called Cannonball?
There was a movie called Cannonball,
but that
the Cannonball was a real race, though.
Okay, but Cannonball wasn't a comedy, right?
No, and it was, I think it was David Carradine.
Wasn't it Michael, he was playing Frankenstein, it was his name's Michael something, an
yeah,
actor.
David Carradine was in the original Carradine. Cannonball, too.
Okay.
Yeah, David Carradine is Frankenstein
in what?
In Death Row, well, the main character's name is Frankenstein.
But there's a guy who played an NBC production of Frankenstein. His name's Michael, not Ansara, but something. He's dead now. Constantine or something. I forget.
Okay.
But I think he was in the Cannonball.
In the original. Yeah.
Now, the Burt Reynolds one, they filmed over here off I-20.
Really?
And, Covington Highway. That fair first scene where they're in the motel or something, that used to be over there.
Oh, for really? What movie?
Cannonball Run.
Okay.
The first one?
Well, yeah, they shot Smoking the Bandit at Lakewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going to buy those studios. I heard at one time Burt Reynolds was
gonna Lakewood
buy
a movie studio?
I think it was.
There was a racetrack there, and that's where they shot scene.
His old house was in Loganville, because my boss actually lives, they built a subdivision around it. It's called Terra. Yeah. So, yeah. But he used to live in Loganville in this big-ass house.
Does Elton John still have his Heidi house in Virginia Islands?
I didn't know he had a Heidi house.
Yeah, he used to have one down in there that he put his friends or family that came in town, people like that, they put him in there.
I thought he lived in a condo on Peachtree Road.
Well, he lived there, but
the yellow one.
Oh, what?
There's a condo on Peachtree. I know which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's this old looking
building,
and it's like bright yellow. And he has like the whole top of it.
It's not that bright yellow one. It's the one that looks like an octagon.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want,
well, anyway,
if
I'll give you one
him.
Scene. I'll give you one scene from Death Race 2000. So that, you know, they have a whole scene where the guy on TV is explaining how you get points.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you get points for running over people. I mean, this is 75. You could do that. You can't do this shit nowadays.
Right.
And they're like, for toddlers, it's been up to 15 points. For the elderly, we're up to 70 points. You know, and so there's this one scene where they're cruising down the road, and it's David Carradine, and they all have navigators in their car, and it's always like a hot chick or something. And you see these nurses in this geriatric home putting out these old people in wheelchairs out in the middle of the road because they want him to hit all the old people uh-huh. to get the most points. And he does this move where he goes, and he skirts around the old people in wheelchairs and hits all the nurses. And then you see them just fly in the air. Boom, 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 boom. So they're, you know, and on TV, the commentator's like, oh, nice move.
All right, where can we watch it? Is it on Netflix?
It's on YouTube. Yeah.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah,
so. And to prove you can't do that now, the remake with Jason Statham and Ian McShane, they did it in a prison, so they're only killing prisoners.
Oh. But I was going to bring up that movie, too. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
the plot is horrible.
They wasted Ian McShane.
Yeah. They wasted Ian McShane, but that one is good. If you just like, you know,
gnarly violence, it's great.
And car chasing and destruction, that movie's great too.
Is he in that movie with Ben Kingsley? It's a British, they're mobsters.
Jason Statham?
No, not Jason Statham.
McShane.
With Ben Kingsley plays a mobster, and he talks like this, and he's
is the one where he's gay?
I don't know if he's gay.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
He might be.
It's very good. Very.
That's got like bully? One name, huh?
Or the bully?
Come on, Jeff.
Yeah, it's
there. I'm looking for it.
And he cuts himself while he's shaving.
I know what you're talking about.
But does he go to? Is
John Hurt's in it too?
John Hurt, but is Ian McShane in it?
He plays a, I think he plays the gay mobster.
He was a gay mobster in Ray Donovan last season.
Really?
His name Johnny Cakes?
Johnny Cakes.
Well, not a mobster.
The weirdest subplot ever in any episode of the, or any season of The Sopranos was Johnny Cakes. It didn't bother me, but I'm just saying it was weird it's and out of place.
Sexy Beast. Anything wrong with that.
Sexy Beast, that's right.
Sexy Beast, yes.
No, not that I didn't care. I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying that it was just so weird for him to get in his car and leave Jersey and end up in New Hampshire, like, banging a guy who flips flapjacks.
Right.
Johnny Cakes.
But that was one of the things I liked about Sopranos. It was, you know, before Sopranos, you were so used to mob movies kind of being back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And Sopranos made it so today,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the cell phones and everything, and even, like, gay subplots.
Seemed well, I do very... like it when he tried to do the work at the barn, and he's like, oh, and he looks yeah. at his watch, and it's only 10 minutes have gone by.
Right. Well, anyway.
What was what did Johnny Cakes get out of that? I mean, because I feel like he must have had some kind of a fetish.
Love.
Oh, Johnny
Cakes. Chubby Chaser.
All the maple syrup.
Yeah.
Ooh, all you can like drink.
Pour your sugar on me.
Lather me.
Yes. Now we know what that was about.
Slather.
Oh, that's such a gross word.
Slather? I don't like slather.
Put it together with moist.
And yeah, the slather and moist. Moist. Yes.
Slather and moist?
Moist.
I don't like
dead eat. Like me. The mother hated the word moist.
Oh, God, and I know why.
And that's what she put in the magnets on the refrigerator. She wrote moist as a ghost.
I have a friend who hates that word.
Pick up. Audition. I can't keep it on when I touch another screen.
We're going to rate your reviews. You give us 1 to 5 stars. We're going to rate your reviews. And if you win, you're going to get a gold star.
Yes, that's right. We're going to read your reviews now. We only got one new one, but I figured we're going to wrap up the show.
But it's a long one.
It's long.
You got to do it as Timmer.
I will do it as Timmer, but right now I'm just doing this voice, so I'm looking at Ira.
Because
I don't know.
He's just staring at you.
Just staring
me.
At you. Yeah.
He slithered his tongue.
Slathered. You're little.
Moist tongue.
That's right. I just feel like I should just do this voice. Turn that music down, bitch.
I did. I thought it was done.
Turn that music down, or I'll do another unfunny listening line that I'll just pull off the top of my head.
No. I've already done one offensive Asian joke
I
today.
Missed that one.
Kim Jong-un. It sounded nothing like him, I'm sure.
I know, but yours is better.
Oh, that's my good friend Dennis Rodman.
Oh, what's up, he's a good guy. I can't be a good guy. He eats people.
Okay.
They should have done the great Leslie Dove on one of yours.
You eat too much, you go home.
Rick, the what?
Hello, Kim.
I don't know who the great Leslie
Dove
is.
Yeah, you got to listen on Fridays.
Yeah, Fridays.
Hey, wait, before you do that one, I want to say that I saw Matthew Danger Kane, who reviewed us, sent a review from last week.
Yeah.
And I saw him out. He works at Fat Matt's.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, our podcast is now his go-to show.
Awesome.
He puts it above all the others. And when we were first brainstorming this podcast, he was the first one I was kind of talking mm-hmm. to him about. So
right on.
Thought I'd just mention that.
Well, thank you, man.
Tell your friends, too. Cause,
Yeah. Please.
It would be cool if you could spread the word a little.
If you do like the podcast, please go on Facebook and like us and share it with your friends. Tell them to give us a listen on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth.
Tim can't cook pizzas forever, people.
That's right. I can't.
Speaking tell your friends.
It's hard, man. Food service. I'm just going to rant a little bit before I read the review. But,
oh, okay.
You know. We were talking earlier with Pete Davis from the Kimmer Show on News Radio 106.7, noon to 3. Yes. You, when you're out of work in radio and you don't have any skills, which is me, other than radio, I believe
that.
You probably had skills, but you worked at...
I worked at Borders.
Borders. You worked at a bookstore. The one thing I can do is restaurants. I did restaurants before radio and was a manager at Fuddruckers, Bob Evans, you know, that horrible... fast food.
Let me tell you, too, when you were the manager at Fuddruckers, you rucked the hell out of those.
Oh, I did. I bent the Fudd over and rucked it good. And that's where Mexicans started calling me Timoteo. But this place is you know, it is a great pizza place. Just getting lots of great reviews, a lot of press. It is busy all the time. And
it was recently voted the best pizza in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken.
On the AJC.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is on Edgewood. It is a corner of Edgewood, and I think Reynolds is the name of the street. It's across the street from a place with designer clothes that has been broken into maybe 3 times.
Oh, jeez.
I think bears have been seen down there.
Yeah, bear. No, the bears are
the other bears.
Bears are over in Piedmont Park, silly.
Bears were with that bar across from the vortex.
What's that bar called?
Those are grizzly bears.
Bullfrogs.
Yeah. No. They're not there. They're at that American Eagle.
Right. The Eagle. Yeah, the Eagle.
Yeah, the Iron Eagle. Hello, sit down. Well, you know the stool's in there, right? Yeah. They're upside down.
So you guys always busy at Amaza? Because I've been there like different times. The 2 times I've been there, and it's been busy both times.
Yeah, you got to park
it.
It is 10 times
busier than when you've seen it. There. Really? There's lines all the way to the back.
Take MARTA, people.
And it is not easy work. I mean, it's busy. You're moving. You're carrying plates and stuff. And you know, the people that work there bust their fucking ass. So, you know, I know some of them listen to the podcast. And
they're gorgeous.
I wouldn't
say. Tell your friends. Oh.
Jamie's a guy. I don't know how gorgeous he is. He is handsome.
He's a handsome bearded gentleman.
Bear. Yes, he is a handsome gentleman. But it's hard work. It's not like, and they just, you know, they could make more money. Now I'm going to start sounding like Hillary. So,
you know, they ought to raise the minimum wage. But I'm not part of the equation anymore.
Do you think he's out, Sanders?
He's out. He's history. She's going to have him killed.
No, come on.
Who do you think she's going to get picked for her?
She ain't going to pick nobody. She's going to, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think the FBI's after her.
Oh, really? Shit. You don't think she'll make it?
Unless they pay somebody off. I think the FBI's got something.
Who will get the nomination?
Why
do
you think they're waiting
Biden?
For
Biden.
October Whoa. Surprise or what?
Well, oh, yeah.
Both parties are going to cause revolt because both of them are going to try and steal the election.
My father-in-law has a theory that Clinton and Trump have been in cahoots this whole time, so either way you go, it's a Kang and Kodos situation from The Simpsons.
Go ahead. Throw it away.
Talk about slathering.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't see them allowing Donald Trump to get the nomination. I know that for sure.
And it's going to be trouble. It's 68 all over again. You know, people rioting in Chicago.
Yeah.
And people, be careful what you riot for, because last time you did that, we got Nixon.
Hey.
What happened to Bloomberg? I thought Bloomberg was, he was getting in.
Because he knows that he would just split the Democratic vote.
Yeah, and everybody hates him anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, he's banned soda.
It's a soda? So what?
Well, you know.
I like a first, big gulp.
Yeah. First they came for the soda. See? You should know this, Ira.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I'm moving.
All right. We're going to read your review, and we have one this week, and that is from...
We read the hell out of them last week, so we went through like 6 or 8 of them last time, so there's only one this time.
Well, if you haven't read...
But yeah, write us a review.
If
and
you
then,
haven't listened, you know, listen, write a review. Why not, right? Mike, yeah. Please do, and I'll read it in a voice.
And we've even read the reviews that were like three words long. So
that's Pacino from Dog Day Afternoon.
Hmm?
You just did Pacino from Dog Day Afternoon.
I don't think so.
It was the earlier Pacino.
Oh,
he sounds just like this.
The impressionist dude, this Pacino from
well,
the Devil Movie.
Greatest! Yeah!
You're doing gay Pacino.
Yeah!
Gacino?
That's not me, Kay. That's my father.
See?
That man's name is Luca Brasi. He made him an offer he wouldn't refuse. How much is Barzini paying you to kill my father?
Hold him.
Do you remember that?
Sterling Hayden.
Yes, that's that guy's name. That role and what's his other great iconic role?
Oh, Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Precious bodily fluid. Communists.
Gentlemen, there's no arguing in here, fighting in here. This is the war room. All
right. That's right. So we're going to read your review. I'm going to be the camera here. Joined by... hey, Pete. Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, like
a, when did Kimmer get you for your birthday today?
Got me a muffin.
I got you a muffin? Right? And they got it out of the machine, or did they leave it there for free?
It was in the fridge, so he stole it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks like Southside Steve lost one of his muffins.
It had big nuts on it.
He had 404 of them.
They got Southside Steve a dick cake, by the way, I saw on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, always the original was over there. That never happened before.
You know, it's a sad thing.
Yeah.
We shared a birthday. Our celebrities were Jerry Lewis and Eric Estrada for decades, but now we have Jeremy Flynn.
Who's that?
From Game of Thrones.
Oh,
the Sellsword, the cool guy. And Ripper Street.
Oh,
good actor. Yeah, I like Ripper Street.
I like Jerry Lewis better, though.
90 years
old. Yeah, come on.
lady. Oh,
we didn't talk about
what?
There was a lot of Jerry Lewis talk on the on Gilbert's show with what's his name?
What?
The podcast, sorry.
Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Cut it out. The Gilbert O'Sullivan. We were going to talk about the...
Yes, yes, my... before Ira interrupted Tim, about to read a review as the Kimmer...
It was Jerry Lewis.
Belzer was on.
Richard Belzer was on.
I know what I'm talking about.
Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast, which last week... which Ira also wants to say, was Jackie Martling from the Howard Stern Show.
Yes.
So listen to Gilbert's amazing, colossal podcast.
That show he's doing here, too, is $125. It's a benefit. So
what show?
I remember I told you Gilbert was going to be here at the end of March.
Yeah, I'm not paying $125 to see Gilbert.
Just say one word for me in Gilbert's voice. Hmm. The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, it's very funny.
I lost it.
You never saw that? Oh, man, I'm going to loan you my DVD.
It is very funny.
Mm-hmm. That's hysterical.
That was, by the way, okay, you brought it up.
Well?
The Richard Belzer episode this week is great. All those great stories about Carson,
yes,
Letterman, and Leno, and the early days of Saturday Night Live, and the shows they used to do together, and all the people that Richard Belzer knows. And I didn't know. I knew that at least seven or eight different shows. I think he said 17 different shows he played John Munch.
Yeah.
17.
He's on different shows.
Oh.
There's like this universe that... what's Munch exists in that connects all these different TV shows.
He's the Dark Tower.
Yeah, but it's like not the same TV shows. You can look it up, I think, on Wikipedia.
He's on The Wire.
But he's played Munch on a bunch of different shows, even like comedies and stuff he's been on.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of like Michael Keaton.
I heard a real good interview with Louis Anderson where he was talking about the baskets and has Tonight Show debut.
What was that on?
It was
on
Ron Bennington's show on XM.
I'm obsessed with baskets, by the way. Obsessed with it. I think it's like the best show on TV right now.
But he talked about the inspiration for his character and stuff, and how it was kind of based on his mom, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
It was good interview.
Yeah.
What podcast are you listening to, Pete? Do you listen to any?
Not really.
No, he doesn't. One you check out every now and then, or try.
Not really.
What other radio shows?
I'm
do you
way behind
to?
On podcasts.
Do you listen to any other radio shows regularly?
Phil Hendry.
No.
Phil Hendry's not on the radio anymore.
Well, podcast.
Is that the guy who did all the voices?
Yeah, come on.
No.
You didn't like him?
Didn't really get into it.
See, I worked overnights on the board, so I knew Phil Hendry.
I just started this podcast this week called Beautiful Anonymous. It's Chris Gethard, the guy that one of the comedians that was on the cruise with me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
He's basically set up this line where people call in and pitch their idea or whatever, and then he'll get back with them, and then he gets them on the line, and they have an hour, and Chris Gethard is not allowed to hang up no matter what. So the person just gets on and tells their story, and he tries to engage them and stuff. Yeah,
holy shit!
And this I've only listened to one episode so far, but this guy called in a story about his boss wanted to send him to Canada for work, and he didn't have a passport, so he had to try and get a passport in like 48 hours.
Oh wow!
Is his name Brett the truck driver?
Yeah, so he's telling the story.
What?
But Chris Gethard is so funny and engaging that
he
keeps it interesting. But it's called Beautiful Anonymous.
Huh. Well, I know you don't like Marin. However,
I didn't say I don't like him. I'm not into him.
You and he are like doppelgangers.
Yeah, love his show.
He had William Friedkin on, and it was like a 2-hour interview, and it was incredible. They were great together.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So the thing is,
yeah,
about that Mark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, so you were yeah, yeah. What
William Friedkin, well, you know.
Who is William Friedkin for people who don't know?
The director that did French Connection, Exorcist. Mm-hmm. But they talked about some movie called The Sorcerer.
I don't know that one.
Mm-mm. Is that the one in South America?
I never saw it, but apparently.
Is that the one with.
It was like a big flop, but it was one of those movies that was way over budget.
Who's the star of it? Sean Connery?
Maybe Roy Scheider?
No, Sean Connery does that movie.
I think it was Roy Scheider.
Yeah. Okay, so how was
it? It was a great interview. Yeah. Just stories about The Exorcist and how it came about. And I'm not going to go through everything, but if you're into him, into his movies, into even just 70s movies and how things happened and all the different, you know, he was in competition with Mike Nichols and, you know, some of those other guys, and just a great
interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was fascinated.
Steph,
it was a good one.
Yeah, great.
The other podcast I got into recently was called Alice Isn't Dead. It's by the people that do Welcome to Night Vale. You're ever familiar
with
that?
Yeah, I tried Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah, I tried that too, but it wasn't that great. But then I got into this Alice Isn't Dead because it's different. And it's got a female narrator, and it's like kind of like found footage.
Is it still like all sci-fi?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little sci-fi. There's like a guy chasing her that's like a zombie or something, and there's only one episode so far, so you can get into it. Alice Isn't Dead, it's called.
Alice Isn't Dead Here Anymore?
Yeah.
Chris Christopherson's greatest role.
Are
you checking any out right now?
This one.
Radio Labyrinth, one of the best podcasts ever.
Goes out safe.
Does your show podcast?
Yes, that's what we do.
How do people get your show?
They go to the News Radio 106.7 website, and there should be a big face of camera there with a big slash through it.
That's right.
Click on that or something.
All right, speaking of the gear, I got to read this review here. Like, I don't really have time. It's like,
oh, we haven't read the review yet?
No. It's a callback here. Okay, this one comes to us from Wayne Blair. Where's Wayne from? I don't know.
Is that Wayne, no offense?
No. I don't think he's fixing a plane right now. I don't know. Quit touching the thing. I keep seeing your name pop up. Just get out of the document so I can read a fucking thing. God. Radio Labyrinth is the closest thing to BSing with my friends, by Wayne Blair. I have been a fan of Tim Andrews for years. So have I. He's very funny. It's too bad he doesn't have a job anymore. What the fuck were they thinking? But I heard him tell his own podcast while questioning on the other. Wait. When I heard him tell of his own podcast, God, Kibber can't see. I guess I'll have to go to the Quick Weight Loss Center. Get LASIK at the Quick LASIK Center, where you not only get LASIK, but you lose weight while you're under the knife. Guessing on the Eric Von Hessler The Show podcast. I couldn't wait to hear it. Tim with Ira and Jeff, as well as the welcome edition of Steph, have established this as my favorite podcast. I love how they jump from subject to subject in the world of pop culture, and you will too. While Tim Andrews provides dead-on impersonations that heighten the podcast experience. Sit back, relax, enjoy the best damn podcast online. Radio's rule. Semper Fi.
Fair, foul.
Radio's rule. They do.
Yes.
I agree, Cameron.
That's what we call our listeners, Pete. Radios.
Radios.
Yeah.
Based on the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie.
You know that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. movie, Radio?
I've heard,
prequel to the Ed, People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Ed Sof has played the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo.
Somebody.
We have been joined.
Ed Harris. Yeah, Ed Harris. I wish I could do him.
That's it.
Because he's so hot. Ed, one Ed
is hot.
Ed Don't Harris. You die on me. What was that movie called?
Don't you die.
I feel like he said, Don't You Die on Me.
Oh, the Sphere.
The movie with the water movie?
Sphere.
It was based on the Sphere.
Leviathan?
No, Leviathan was the other movie from that year.
Labyrinth?
The Abyss.
No. The Abyss.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't you die on me. Yeah. Don't you dare give up.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It was the chick in that movie. It was
it's Tony.
Mastroianni or something.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth. Master Antonio.
Mastro Ravioli.
No, Tony, don't.
No, fuck my sister. Fuck with you. You're a cockroach, Frank. Come on, Tony. Come on.
All right. Enough of that, Frank.
A couple people died. You want to mention them?
Yeah, real quick.
Clive Burr from Iron Maiden, the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Richards gets another.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sylvie Anderson, the voice of Lady Penelope on the Thunderbirds. You ever watch that show with the puppets?
I remember it, but I never really got into it.
It was before my time.
Who died?
Who else died?
Trying to pull it up here. Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now it's just Lake and Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the last 45 he'll ever have.
Yeah.
Did he kill himself?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Oh.
I didn't hear about that till just like yesterday. Yeah. So.
He couldn't play. His right hand was messed up, and he was worried about it. Of course, who's the other one? Carl Palmer or Greg Lake said he had been depressed since like the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
Yeah, but he had a hot Japanese girlfriend, 20 years younger.
Damn. What the hell is he upset about?
Not about anything anymore.
Oh, what an unlucky man he was.
You know what she said when she walked in the room?
Hmm.
Who ordered pizza?
Oh, God, get out of here. Got a break.
Anyway, that's who died.
Thank you for thank you, Jeff. Thank you for sticking with us this show. If you're from out of town and you don't know who we're doing, it was still funny no matter what. So deal with it. My name is Tim, and you can find me at Tim Andrews here on Twitter. And I want to thank Autumn Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you really all
from
Eric's
Eric show for doing the funny Hillary Clinton. And I want to thank Alan Thicke for calling and leaving that message.
What a guy.
Can you stroke him a big check for calling in?
I can't stroke it, but my set will stroke you if you buy his new CD. It sounds too much like the Kibber where I'm stuck. Speaking of the Kibber, I'd like to say thank you to Pete Davis from News Radio 106.7. Where can people find you daily?
Noon to 3, News Radio 106.7 FM.
And where could they find you on Twitter? If you don't, unless you don't want them to follow you on Twitter.
You go to Pete Davis 1. That's my Twitter thing. I don't know what our Twitter thing is, to tell you the truth. I have no clue.
Hi, I'm Michael Graham.
Stephanie Swain.
One of our friends was trying to find a picture of you online, Stephanie, because he heard you on the podcast and wanted to see
it. Yeah, you don't want to see this. It's better to just picture something. I don't know.
He was scrubbing through your old Twitter feed and stuff, but there's no pictures.
That's right,
you.
There's no pictures.
Come on,
you don't need to see this. It's so
please.
Much, I promise
But he messaged me and he's like, send me Steph's Facebook page. And I go, sorry, buddy.
No, you didn't want to see me?
No Facebook page.
I'm offended.
No Facebook.
I'd like to see Ira, please. More Ira. I need more photos of Ira.
See, that's what I want to hear.
Please.
Maybe we can see Ira's dad and his mom. And
whoa. Take it easy.
All right, listen. Stephanie's very funny. Look for her here every week on Radio
Yes, I'm right here. Yeah. I'm only here.
Jeff?
JeffKeyz on Twitter. Follow me and tell your friends about the podcast. Please.
Please. Please. Ira.
Go to twofacesradio.com for all of our shows. There will be a new Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports podcast releasing this week. Check that out. It was a good one. We talked a lot of Raising Arizona in that episode for some reason.
You ate what?
And
hi.
I'll be taking these huggies.
I'm going to be playing with my band, the Vipers, at Old Vining's Inn. You guys ever been there?
No.
It's a great restaurant.
I know where it is.
Yeah.
Adirondacks?
Adirondacks?
Oh. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a
Vining's.
It's in classic Old Georgia. Forge, New York, right there.
That's right past the railroad tracks, right?
Yes.
On the side of the
railroad. Before
there.
The railroad tracks if you're headed toward
way. Yeah, Smyrna. It's near Lassiter's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 8:30 to close Saturday night. This Saturday night. What's it, the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come hang out with me, man. It's a cool
please
place.
Please do. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode. We will speak to you next week. And until that time, keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.